The following recording is copyright 2010 Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
We Catholics live in a world with two kinds of time. There's cyclic, ever-recurring liturgical time. We've just begun another liturgical year, now that we're in Advent again. And linear, forward-moving, secular time. The year 2010 is just about over, never to come again. In the first half of Advent, we look forward to Jesus' second coming at the end of time. And then in the second half of Advent, which is now we light the pink candle, we change our focus from looking to the second coming and begin to look to the past, to Jesus' first coming, the day of Christmas. And every year on December 12th, we honor Our Lady of Guadalupe, whose image imprinted on Juan Diego's cloak shows how closely Mary is connected with both of these comings of Jesus. First of all, she is pregnant. You can see the black bow of her maternity belt right below her folded hands. Okay, that's a maternity belt. And so that shows that she is expecting a child, which obviously points to her role as Jesus' mother the day of his first coming at Christmas 2,000 years ago. You can also see that the moon under her feet is black. And the reason is that's the dark side of the moon. The moon reflects the light of the sun. And the light of the sun is coming from that child in her womb. And so the light side of the moon is the upside. And so, of course, you can't see that because her feet are in the way. But you see the black side of the moon again pointing that the sun is in her womb of our salvation. But then also you see that she's clothed with the sun, the rays of the sun coming out behind her. Okay? That is a reference to a detail taken from the book of Revelation talking about leading up to Jesus' second coming, clothed with the sun, the moon under her feet. Okay? Her role in the second coming of Jesus at the end of time. But you know, there's also a third coming of Jesus. And this is where Our Lady of Guadalupe has much to say to us on this third Sunday of Advent, which this year happens to fall on December 12th. Jesus' first coming is in the past, and his second coming is in the future. But what about now? Well, Jesus says, where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there now. And whatever you do to the least of my brothers and sisters, you do to me now, the present tense. This third coming of Jesus occurs every day. The words that Our Lady of Guadalupe spoke to Juan Diego are intended to put him and us in touch with Jesus right now, in the present. She starts out, "My dearest child, I desire that there be built here a temple so that I can show and give forth the present tense, all my love, compassion, help, and defense, because I am," again, present tense, "your loving mother. To all who love me, call upon me, and trust in me, I will hear their lamentation and will remedy all their misery, their pain, and their suffering." Jesus' healing, loving presence right now through Mary conveyed to us and to the oppressed people of every time and place through Jesus' loving mother, who is our mother as well. By 1531, the Indians of Mexico were in very desperate circumstances. They were conquered, they were decimated in part by disease, and were exploited. And it was then that Jesus sent to them his mother as one of them, dark-skinned, speaking their language, and sharing their condition, their concerns, to bring them the hope, comfort, and comfort that they could not find any other way. Jesus used these miraculous apparitions of his mother to open their hearts, to recognize that their opportunity for salvation had arrived. This is how the people of Mexico found their Savior and his mother. And faith in Jesus spread so quickly that within a single generation, and this is the greatest miracle of Guadalupe, within a single generation, the majority of the indigenous population of Mexico had converted. And Mexico became the first Christian country of the New World. Well, how about us? Well, you know, we all, every one of us, has got problems. And while they may seem small compared to those that the Indians of Mexico faced in 1531, nevertheless, they're pretty big for us. And sometimes we can feel overwhelmed by the challenges we face. Okay. Maybe problems in our family, or problems at work, or problems with our kids. Many of us do not yet have legal papers to be here. Some of us are struggling with a problem with the bottle, or have family members that are have a problem drinking, or have incurable diseases or chronic illness. Others here today are just pretty lonely or subject to depression or anxiety. Okay. Whatever it is, that's one thing we all have in common. Every one of us have got some problems. The message of Our Lady of Guadalupe is that we too have a mother who loves us very much and who understands what we're facing and brings us comfort and hope in our present circumstances, because we so much need a mother. A mother who speaks our language, who understands where we're coming from, shares our concerns. A mother who also invites us to rejoice this third Sunday of Advent, because Jesus, her son, our long-awaited Messiah, is about to be born. And with him comes the solution to our problems. With his birth, our salvation has arrived.